one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
A little while ago, we had an interesting call for Alpha Bucks where it came down to a certain question regarding what an ingredient you should put in a burger. And our caller was Jake, and he answered toast, which I agreed with and Claire didn't. And something else has actually eventuated since that. And he joins me on the phone this morning. Morning, Jake. How are you, mate?
Good, bud. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Mate, quickly, I'm just going to play you the audio from Alpha Bucks a couple of weeks ago, the contentious question that actually divided the studio but also divided our Facebook followers because we put it up as a bit of a poll. Take a listen. An ingredient on a burger.
Toast.
Now, I completely agree with that. An ingredient on a burger should be able to be toast, because if you don't have the proper roll, you just use bread, put it in the toaster, and you're sorted, right?
That's right.
Now, do you often have burgers with toast, or was it just the first thing that came to your head?
No, I do have burgers with toast, but like I said, it was the first thing that popped in my head, and I just went with it.
And honestly, mate, if that was the 10th question for that $1,000, I would have given it to you, but Claire wouldn't have. Take a listen.
Then you said an ingredient on a burger would be toast.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's not an ingredient on a burger.
But you can still use toast as the bun. It's technically an ingredient for a burger.
I mean, right, no, it's check. Not, because then it's a sandwich. It's not a burger. Yeah. You've got to use a burger bun.
Okay, well, growing up, mate, at the end there, you said you can toast a burger, which I completely agree with. And while Claire's not here, I just thought I might as well chat to you because a lot more has evolved from this too. Can you tell us what's going on down at the footy club?
Well, at the footy train on Tuesday night, we always come, and I actually wasn't there that night, but I rocked up to the club afterwards, and they all come up to me and just ask me, was that you on the radio? And I just started laughing, and I was like, yeah, bro, it was. And they just said, toast, and then that was it. The last few weeks, that's all been happening. When they're saying, go, Jake the Snake, I say, you want some toast?
You want some toast? So your new nickname's Toast, but you said just before they used to call you Jake the Snake. Has that been binned now, mate? Are you Toast?
Oh, no, that there's Jake the Snake stuck with me forever, but they muck around and say a bit of a joke and that at footy clubs, as you do, you have a bit of fun. Just toast comes up every now and then. And
mate, well,
I've got a better one than that, the little snake arm. That's the one I like to use.
Which one? Which one?
It's a snake arm. You just slap the bottom of your wrist, elbow,
yes,
and you've got the snake head.
So. Yeah, I'm doing it in the studio. That makes a lot of sense, mate. Well, I'm happy to be a part of your secondary nickname, which is Toast. And thanks for joining me this morning, mate. And hopefully we can chat to you again soon for Alpha Bucks.
Yep. No worries. I'll try, and I've been listening. I've been trying to study up, and that's
it. Good. Well, hopefully we can get some more corker answers out of you. Jake the Snake, a.k.a. Toast, thanks for joining me this morning, mate.
Thanks, Sam.
Quickly, what football club is it? Is it rugby league, or what is it?
Yeah, rugby league. Darlington Point, Collyambly Roosters.
Darlington Point, Collyambly Roosters. Shout out to the boys there. Cheers, mate.
That's him. Shout out. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Right now.
Radio. The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Go!
Good morning, Dean. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Hello, guys.
It's the boys' club this morning. Woo
woo!
We won't get too loose. We won't get too loose. We've got to talk serious stuff because this college scandal still rocking America, still rocking the world. What's the update with that?
Here's the update. Lori Loughlin, who is, of course, one of the most famous people who are, being allegedly convicted.
Mm.
She's come out saying this. You know how she paid $500,000 to have her daughters put into USC?
Yeah.
Well, she's claiming the $500,000 was a donation to the school. That's what she thought. She's like, I just donated $500,000 to the school just out of my own kindness and goodwill. And that is how she should not be fined for money laundering. I don't know how it's
going to
hold up.
Mate, hang on a second. Is this a school that's, impacted by poverty or anything, or is this one of the top schools in the world? I thought it was.
It's one of the most expensive schools in America, USC. It's where...
Oh, what?
I sort of went there. I mean, all the Kardashians and everyone went there.
So she's just making an off-the-cuff donation. She doesn't want anything in return. Yeah. Either way, it's sus, isn't it?
Exactly.
We've got some good news coming out of the next presidential race.
Yeah, talk about interesting. One of the candidates is an openly gay man named Pete Buttonheim. I think Buckenheim. I can't really pronounce
it. It's a hard name to say, isn't it?
It's a hard name to say, but he is being supported by all these people in Hollywood. You've got Ellen donating towards him, Ryan Reynolds, Mandy Moore, even some of the Kennedys have already donated to his cause. So stay tuned. This guy, Jane Lynch from Glee, yeah, stay tuned. This guy might make a real splash with the campaign because he's very likable.
Well, that is good because, I mean, candidates are best when they've gone through adversity. Donald Trump, he's had a silver spoon his whole life fed into his mouth. So it'll be good to see some strugglers get up there and deserve some accolades.
Exactly. So stay tuned.
Mate, that can't believe I'm saying this, but is that good news coming out of US politics? Wow.
Yeah. Yes. You know, it's so fascinating that we've never seen a gay candidate before. So pretty cool.
There we go, mate. Well, thank you for chatting this morning, and it'll be you and I again tomorrow, and then we're off obviously for Easter. So one more day, Dean. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
This is The Catch-Up with Claire and Sam.
Israel Folau, he has until today, actually, to contest whether or not he's happy to accept the breach notice issued by Rugby Australia, or otherwise his contract will be torn up. This all comes in the wake of a social media post on Instagram where he said, I guess, alcoholics. There was, amongst other things, alcoholics, gays. Who else did we have? Adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, and idolaters will be going to hell. And someone asked him then specifically in the comment section about gays, and he said, if that's what God believes, then yes, unfortunately, they are going to go to hell. So it didn't float well at all with a lot of people. It didn't float well with Rugby Australia, the Waratahs, and he has been given a breach of contract. And we're going to see what happens very shortly, whether or not he's going to contest. This is what the CEO of Rugby Australia had to say.
Warned formally and repeatedly about the expectations of him as a Wallaby and a Waratahs player with regards to social media use, and he has failed to meet those contractual obligations.
It appears.
So that's what Rugby Australia is saying. It's not about his views in particular. It's more about his social media breach. I think he had a chance last year, and unfortunately, he's done it again. But obviously, Izzy's become extremely religious, and he very much believes in what he's reading in the Bible. But obviously, it's not really an acceptable way of thinking these days. We have feel like we have moved on. Obviously, we allow same-sex marriage now, which is fantastic. But his comments, as someone who, you know, has a lot of fans, he's an idol to many young kids. When he's preaching certain messages, it does seem to, you know, it doesn't sit well with me, and it doesn't sit well with a lot of other people. But I thought I'd ask for your opinions on 13, 12, 16. Do you think Israel Folau should have his contract ripped up, or does he deserve to have a say on these issues and let him speak his mind? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
And Michael's given us a call this morning. Michael, what are your thoughts on the issue?
And he should be given another chance. Like, yeah, he messed up, but it's got nothing really to do with his footy career.
Do you think, though, something happened last year? Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm not massive on rugby union or league, but I believe something happened similar last year and they kind of gave him a warning instead of, it happens again, then you've got to go. Second and third chances. If it continues to happen, though?
He should know a bit better as a pro league player, but...
And you know what's fascinating, though? He is so strong-minded that he's happy to rip up millions of dollars just to continue this belief and not just apologise, which is pretty fascinating, I thought.
Yeah, he should apologise too. He should be a bigger man and admit what he's done wrong.
Yeah.
But,
so you reckon one more chance, otherwise that's it?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we'll have to see what happens if he takes action today. Otherwise, it looks like he's going to have to find a new job. Michael, thanks for your call this morning, mate.
No worries.
Yep, 13, 12, 16, and I believe we've got another caller. We're talking about Israel Folau, whether or not he deserves another chance. I believe he's already been given a couple. Bella and Griffith. Bella, what are your thoughts on the whole Israel Folau saga?
Well, I should probably tell you, firstly, that I used to work for rugby
in Australia.
So I know the ins and outs of this pretty well.
As in, you used to work for Rugby Australia?
Well, in a state, but yeah.
Ah, got it. Okay, yeah. This is you've called the right time.
Yes, so I had to put together some of the social media stuff for the players. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things that we pushed to them is that, and this is the same for every sport, by the way, like AFL, cricket, rugby league, they all have similar policies.
Yep.
You can't put stuff on your social media that would persecute certain minorities or anybody, really. You can't write hateful things, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Israel Folau had that in his contract, but then last year he obviously stuffed up, wrote something mean, got a warning.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got his new contract earlier this year, which was for $4 million, he had to sign a further one that basically said, don't do like what you did last time.
Yeah.
Because he was able to argue his way out of the last one. So he has an even more strict one now. So firstly, he breached social media policy. Secondly, the rugby union has a gay competition within it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, where a bunch of teams, like there's one in Sydney, there's one in Brisbane, Melbourne, they all fly over to Nashville every year and play for this competition called the Bingham Cup.
Yep.
Israel Folau was on the front cover of a magazine 5 years ago, being the poster boy for this competition.
Yes, with his very attractive haircut. I remember this.
Yeah, so he would have got paid for that.
So how if he's doing that, you know, a few years ago and he's coming out with the certain post that he put on his social media, what leg is he trying to stand on here then?
I don't know, but I also know when he was in the Brisbane Broncos, when he was playing rugby league, he was a really naughty boy. So I think it's you're allowed to have your beliefs, definitely, but don't be a hypocrite. And also don't call out, like, don't be awful to groups that basically pay your wage, like companies that believe in equality, and also your own company, which believes in equality.
It almost seems as though he's hit it so hard previously that he's gone completely 180, and I can't see him, you know, ever bowing down. If he apologised now, would you accept it, and would you welcome him back to, you know, the Wallabies and the Waratahs, etc., or not?
No, and the reason that is because I think that he did it all for a strategic move so that he would get picked up by the NRL, because the Cowboys and the Rabbitohs both have a huge gap in their teams right now. I think he had been in chats with them, thought, no, I'm going to get out of the Wallabies and I'm going to be mean when I do it. I'm going to offend a lot of people and then the rugby league will pick me up. But then they turned around and said, no, you're also not coming to league. So
if that
now
conspiracy,
I think he's going to grovel.
If that conspiracy is correct, then I'm sorry, but he's an idiot for trying to do that, because you would not think the NRL would take the opposite stance as, you know, the rugby union world.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, though, Sam. Like, the NRL's been pretty bad in the past with people who've been accused of domestic violence and, like, DUIs and stuff like that. They don't seem to be having... Like, there's a guy who plays for the Broncos who assaulted a whole family in New York.
Yeah, that's right. What's he doing? Is he playing at the moment?
Yeah, Matthew Lodge. He's still playing. So
What was his reprimand?
I think he got community service.
Gee, that's and pretty a fine. Good. And that family is still in absolute, shock, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah, and the Broncos are paying his fine, basically, because he's probably getting pretty decent money playing NRL again.
There we go. All right, well, it's a deep rabbit hole, Bella, and you seem like you were very well-versed in it. So thanks for giving us a call this morning, and have a good week. Have a good Easter.
You too. It was good chat.
Gee, it is deep, isn't it? Sorry I couldn't take all your calls there on 13, 12, 16, but it is a divisive issue and it will continue over the coming days. Obviously, today is the last day Israel Folau has a chance to fight this breach of contract notice. So we'll have to wait and see what Izzy does.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.